Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Happy anniversary. A little belated, but happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yes, been married 50 years today.
Wow. And you're only 46.
Yes.
It's quite an accomplishment.
Well, you know, it adds up.
All right. Well, welcome to the post-episode edition of...
The post-post episode?
The post-post, because like the first one's right after, so that's still post, but this one's like post-post.
Got it.
Or pre the next episode. It's post-pre.
It's just a review of what happened.
Well, it's a post-pre, so it has a little bit of both.
You're losing.
It's a review and a preview.
You've lost me.
It's a no rip review. Intended. It's a rip review.
I'm with it. Go with it.
All right. Before,
whatever. Move on.
Before we get into Lost interview next on Lost and listener feedback, just want to give a call out to any Lost fans out there.
Wait, hold on a second. You think there's actually Lost fans listening?
I think
to
there
us?
Is. I think there's a few, one or two.
Listening to us?
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
It's crazy. But
they're crazy or we're crazy.
If you have
are they crazy to be listening to us?
I don't know. But if you are a crazy Lost fan, meaning what crazy stuff, what crazy lengths have you gone to show how much you're a Lost fan, or you know what's just a crazy story that shows how much you love Lost? I mean anything along those lines, like having crazy Lost parties and you know just all that kind of stuff. Anything
I know of a couple.
Yeah.
A couple of people. There's these two guys that do this podcast and spend a lot of time doing it. They're just nuts.
So, I mean, we like to hear your crazy stories. The more outlandish and crazy, the better, as long as they're true.
they don't have to be true.
Email us at just do attention J in the subject heading to save Jack the torment of extra emails.
It's not that I'm complaining. It's just the pressure of trying to answer them all. We say we're going to answer
take
them.
The pressure.
No, I don't want to let anyone down. I'm a pleaser, so I don't want to let anyone. I don't want to be John Locke. I don't want to let people down.
But
I had to give it a John Locke dig in there.
Just do attention, J, crazy Lost fan in the subject heading.
That would be John Locke answering the emails. Don't tell me what I can't do. I can answer them.
What am I supposed to do? All right, Jack. Do you want to get into
I did
Lost?
Everything that was asked of me. Where?
Aww.
Oh, poor John Locke.
It is. That's just sad. All right, let's.
I just asked for some more hate mail, didn't I?
I know you did. All right, well, let's get into some Lost in Review, Jack. What do you say?
Each week, there's one thing to do.
Each week, there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, there's some things to look back on.
Hold on, before we go on, the movie I've been talking about that I don't want to spoil people, at the very end, after everything, after we give up the email address and everything else.
After the music is done playing.
I'm going to mention the movie at the end. So everyone who wants to know, just listen to the very end.
Okay. All right, so the only problem is, I think with that is, even then, like if you're curious, you may listen, and then you'll get spoiled. You
well,
know what
it's
I mean?
It's their choice.
They don't know what the movie
it's
is.
It's free will. I'm Jacob. I'm not forcing them to. I'm not touching them on the shoulder and saying, "Hey, you got to listen to this."
All right, let's start out here. First is the lighthouse, and it has the degrees on it. And one of Jack's theories, you know, one of his first crackpot theories this season, has been Kate's. Is number 108 in correlation to everything. Well, on this, lighthouse contraption, the actual lamp, at 108, degree 108, is Wallace.
Hmm. Now, what
and
if,
here's the picture.
What
right
if
now.
That was Kate's, one of her aliases, her many aliases that she
so
had?
So is that your explanation? Is that your way of keeping your theory alive?
Hey, you don't know. Has she had several different last names?
Yes, she has.
All right, so one of her last names could have been Wallace.
All right, okay. I'll give it to you. Just be nice. But here's where I think
I know it's probably not. So,
Well, do you have any other theories then besides just trying to keep one pathetically alive?
I think I had it somewhere along the line. Somewhere down. I don't know.
Okay, well.
It'll come back to me in a dream.
This is where I think the wrench is thrown in your way of trying to keep your theory alive is Austin is number 51. So what's what say you?
We said it's Steve Austin, this $6 million man.
But I did like, we had a theory last episode on in the listener feedback with Sawyer's 15 and Kate is 51. They're opposites. And
yeah, I think that's perfect.
So are you giving up on the Kate theory there?
No, you never give up. Don't be a quitter. You can. What happens if it turns out it's one of her aliases? Maybe she's on there twice and Jacob was just didn't know. Jacob got fooled.
Next up is we got to see Adam and Eve again.
Yes.
After, I mean, this is the first time we've seen Adam and Eve since House of the Rising Sun.
Well, maybe they're busy doing other movies.
And according to Lostpedia,
they couldn't get those actors back.
they had a special. They were filming Pirates of the Caribbean, and they didn't have the time. But I believe the time in between the two episodes, the last time we saw them was 101 episode break.
Really?
Yeah. Since the last time we saw them.
Wow.
So that was a nice little callback, I think.
Yeah.
Next up here is McCutcheon's whiskey.
McCutcheon's. Well, you noticed it right away.
Yeah. Is that saying something?
No, I'm just saying it's kind of, yeah, it is. Either that or you like to drink. McCutcheon's.
You know, I know it's a fake whiskey, but I'd like to try it. I'm curious now.
It's probably just colored water, isn't it?
Probably. Next up
water
is
would dye in it.
The auditions into the Williams Conservatory. You know, David was playing Chopin.
Are you sure about that?
Or for those that prefer to pronounce it the English way, that's Chopin. But I prefer to say it the French way.
I pronounce it Chomama. That's how I pronounce it. I'm old, but I'm old. I'm 70s old school. That's how we said it in the 70s.
But the audition poster there says, "Welcome all candidates."
Wow. Coincidence?
Probably. No, I'm just kidding. Next up is Claire's creepy baby. This thing is creepy. I mean, this thing is giving me nightmares at night. I mean, look at the eyes. I think she used like spark plugs for the eyes or something like that.
I thought they're buttons, aren't they?
Probably, but it's just creepy. Creepy. And last for the pictures is the annotated Alice, the definitive edition of Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, there was a lot of little throwbacks there to White Rabbit. And
I'm just going to wait for the movie to come out.
What, Alice in Wonderland? That comes out this week.
It looks pretty scary.
I don't know about scary.
Well, I'm thinking for young kids. I don't know if I'd take young kids to see it. What's it rated?
I think it's PG.
It's Tim Burton, so it's going to be hit or miss. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad. I don't think
he's usually good.
He's never in between. It's either, yes, I like that movie. No, I didn't.
For you, I think. But I think for people who love Tim Burton, they love it either way.
I guess.
Some general trivia, and this is from Last P. I love Last P when their episodes, like, they just, it gives you so much information. It's just incredible.
It is the place to go to for your,
like, just anything you'd want to know about the show. But see, the poster in David's room.
Well, I want to know who 108 is.
Has a concert dated December 19th, which was the anniversary of The Purge.
Ah.
The poster in question is for the band Meat Coat, and such a band actually exists. They're from Sweden and are on MySpace.
Really?
Let's see here. The yellow folder.
Hold on a second. Did you pronounce that correctly?
What? Meat Coat?
Did you?
I'm pretty sure.
It's not Meat Coat?
The yellow folder that Jack's mother pulls out in the bookshelf has Arabic writing on it. This episode had many numbers references in it, and the episode aired on February 23rd. February.
You're having trouble over there, aren't you?
I know.
It's early in the morning.
It is. We're
a little off our game here.
Jack is number 23 on Jacob's list. Additionally, is 100.
Well, we assume Jack is 23.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people
true.
Who think it's Christian.
Yes.
Some people might even think it's David now.
Yeah. I agree. I think.
A lot of people think 108 is David Wallace.
But it was the 108th produced hour of the series as a whole.
You know, it doesn't seem like that's a lot of hours, but I guess it is in today's television.
Well, you need 100 episodes for syndication, right? Is that what the magic number is?
Is that what the magic number is? Well, I guess they can go on. They're already syndicated, aren't they?
Yeah, so they can quit if they want to.
Yeah, no one
will mind that, right? No one will
just
write
it. Stop tomorrow and just say, hey, we're done.
And this is a fun one.
We couldn't think of an ending.
Dogen's response in Japanese to Hurley's right to do what he wants because he's a candidate translates as, "You are lucky that you are protected, because if you're not, you were not protected, I would cut your head off."
Oh, well, I guess he was Jacob was
nice,
right.
Friendly.
You don't want to know what he said.
Oh man, and there's plenty more there if you check out the Lighthouse episode page on Lostpedia.com. All right, so Jack,
I have some further thoughts here. Yes,
further
thoughts. When Jack was talking to his mom about his, his appendix being taken out, his mom said, "Yes, your father wanted to do the procedure, but they wouldn't let him."
Uh huh.
Was he drunk?
Or
is it just because it was a family member?
I think there's probably some. I mean, I don't know, like, doctors' ethics codes or whatever. That's probably like one of them. Like, you can't. But it might have been that he was drunk too. I mean,
my first thought was that maybe he was drunk.
Uh huh. Yeah, I could definitely see that, because there's still the drinking problems, obviously, because when the mom took the drink and asked Jack for it, but he still declined.
Or they knew Christian didn't get along with his son, so they didn't want him, maybe slipping up on the table or anything.
What?
Maybe he just didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's some anger there.
Well, I don't think.
I'm just kidding
Christian
on that one.
Was going to kill him.
We don't know. We don't. What's going on with Christian? We don't know what's going on. The guy's, he's a little out there, isn't he?
Your anniversary didn't go too well then, I guess. Huh? You want to kill kids?
I don't want to kill kids. I didn't say I wanted to kill kids. I'm not a surgeon. Of course. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, when Syed came back and he was talking to Jack, they said the others were staring at him, and he commented on that.
On that?
Commented how they were staring at him.
Yes.
He said that was kind of like when the others were staring at Locke.
Ah,
and Richard said, "Oh, well, they've never seen a guy, once he's in a wheelchair, come back. So is Saeed special now? Or the others just like to stare at people?"
Maybe they just stare. Maybe their mom never taught him not to stare.
It is rude. It's rude to stare at people.
It is.
So others,
they have no manners.
They weren't taught right. And they call themselves the good guys?
Yeah.
Good guys don't stare.
They obviously have terrible manners, because when anyone who's ever guest in their house, they have to, punch him with guns, smack him with guns and, threaten to kill him and stuff. So I guess,
Well, I guess there's everyone has their different opinion on what's good and what's bad.
Yeah.
I would say that's bad, but a lot of people may argue, hey, that's good to me.
Yeah.
Better than I'm treated at home. And why wasn't Claire surprised that Jen was speaking English? I mean, he was speaking clearly.
Yeah.
And when she left, I don't think he was speaking.
Well, I think she's a little loopy. Well, yeah, Jin wasn't speaking, full English until
he went back to Dharma
for 3 years. Three years passed, so then he learned English fully in that time. I think Claire's a little loopy anyway, so I think she may have an excuse.
She may have had some more important things on her mind, like her child.
Yeah, I mean, she killed a guy with an axe. So I don't know if she's going to care too much about.
Well, how did Claire carry? How did 80-pound Claire carry Jin back to her? Whatever it is that a house or a hut or where she's staying? She's been there 3 years. She's become pretty, she's become pretty much a warrior and stuff like that. But
yeah.
She's not a carpenter.
Well,
her house looked pretty.
Yeah.
How does she stay away? How does she stay dry from the rain?
It's a good point. Maybe she has a tarp she throws.
Maybe that's why her hair looks the way it does. It gets all frizzy because of the. And when she there
it's
was
the humidity.
We were talking about how she's. Could she? Who's going to win, Claire or Super Kate? Claire, Super Kate. When she swung the gun and hit
the axe.
No, the gun when she hit Justin in the back of the legs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She did kind of swing like a girl.
Man, it's cold.
I'm just saying she did. It just she wasn't being tough. She didn't have that great. If you watch, you go back and watch again. It was kind of a.
So you
I think Justin overreacted.
You still think that Evie has it down, right?
I'd say Evie has it better. Evangeline Lilly, I think, would swing a better gun than Claire.
Yes. Any other things?
I was going to say something about Christian Shepherd's desk, but you said not to, so we don't get emails.
There's a chunk out of it.
There's a chunk out of a rectangle square out of the desk. It has nothing to do with the show.
Maybe it's just a prop thing. Like this, they had this prop desk and it had a hole in it, and it was accidentally shot. Or like you said, maybe they wanted a camera angle from that.
Camera angle from that, and
that's kind of weird. I think there's other easier ways to do that, but or maybe it's a vessel for the smoke monster. I mean, I think you got a lot of options.
It just bugged me. Your mom. I was watching with your mom again. And she goes, "What does it matter?" I go, "It's lost. everything matters. Everything has a reason for it.
Man, we've been doing this show for too long, Jack. I think that's the problem.
Well, I had also, before the flashes, Claire was one of the weaker ones on the island. Uh-huh. She's one of the strongest ones, mm-hmm. except when she's swinging a gun.
Aw, poor Claire.
She and then we had a theory that Asher is number 25.
Uh-huh.
And who is the actress that we saw on the red carpet wearing 25?
Zuleika Robinson.
Yes. So was she giving us a clue? Is she number 25?
She was flirting with me, though.
Yeah. Dream on, sweet chariot.
Dream on.
We all have our dreams.
Yeah.
I think everyone on the island thought, but never mind. Okay, David's room at his dad's house, or apartment, was spotless. But at his mom's house was a mess.
Well, because he doesn't live at his dad's house that much, probably, so there's not really much
a
mess.
There wasn't a shirt on the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if
sock, there's nothing.
And probably, I have a feeling, maybe Jack's a neat freak, so maybe he cleans it.
Well, his
for
house
him.
Is pretty neat.
I mean, yeah. It's definitely not a house that kids live in.
I was also, and also when Jack goes into his we're assuming ex David's where David's staying.
Uh huh.
There's a hat rack there with a hat on it.
Uh huh.
I couldn't get a close up shot of the hat.
Okay.
I think that hat would tell us who the mom is. Why would it just when you walk in? There's a hat rack.
Well, it's probably just a prop they put there. If you can't see it, I don't think. There's
so we're
much
going back
to
the whole square was just a prop thing. A rectangle was just a prop.
The hole in the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to look too much into it.
Okay.
I'm not going to waste too much time.
Well, I think it's a clue.
All right.
When we first see the lighthouse, there's an orange flash at the top.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the reflection hitting one of the mirrors up there.
You know, I was thinking that, but it was cloudy.
So, sun still goes through the clouds.
Yeah, I know. It was a bright flash. So.
Nah, I think it's probably...
And it didn't flash again.
Because
the whole time they're up there, it didn't flash.
I know. I don't. What are you saying it is?
Was it Jacob flashing up there? Was it?
No, I don't think so. I'm going
to
give it a no.
Did we have to see the flash to prove it was a lighthouse?
Yeah, it's kind of like that last little touch.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's.
When Claire was talking to Jen, she said she was stuck by the others branded her and stuck her with needles.
Yeah.
Was she thinking about the time that Ethan took her?
Yeah. Possibly. Well, the branding's probably a lot like what happened to Saeed. When
I agree with that,
poker.
But she said they stuck her with needles. Yeah. Maybe it was
the other time.
What Nathan did.
Yeah.
Not Nathan. Ethan. Where'd I get Nathan at?
I don't know.
Well, that was the one where... I don't want to get that back to that one. Why wasn't David's mom...
Nathan was the guy who took the three-hour bathroom break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of theories on that one.
This is a PG show. We're not
we're not going to go there. Hey, Nathan, bran muffin. That's all I'm saying. Why wasn't David's mom at the audition?
Because she's out of town.
Why was she out of? She was out of town.
Yeah,
we know that for a fact.
That's what Jack said when he called her. I know your mom's out of town.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I know your mom's out of town. Sure.
You watched the episode, wouldn't you? Check for that.
No. I was watching other things. I was too busy looking at a rectangle square in the desk.
Obviously.
Jack hasn't lived in that house since he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, what other house did he live in?
He's just saying that.
No, I haven't lived in that house since I was a kid.
Okay.
What's your definition of a kid?
Like, probably till you move out of the house.
All right, so you were a kid up till 23?
Pretty much. I mean, but maybe he moved out when he was 18. Like, I consider, like, 18, like, previous, like, a kid.
Okay.
When you're 40-something years old,
yeah,
and you're looking
you
back
out,
on
you're a kid.
Huh?
You're a kid if you haven't moved out yet.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, look at you're probably about the same age, maybe a bit older than Jack's character. If you're looking back
But I'm in a little better shape.
But if you're looking back on your life, would you say, like, you know, your teenage years, you're still like a kid? Like, I was a kid back then.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Or I'll cut him some slack on that one.
Man.
Why would Claire want to kill Kate for raising Aaron?
Because she's crazy and evil now?
She raised the child, and now she wants to kill Kate?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Because she knows that Aaron is not supposed to be raised by another. And
exactly.
I bet you,
that's why I brought it up.
I bet you Man in Black is definitely was feeding that into her the whole time.
I agree. That's why I brought it up. Testing you. I did.
Any square rectangles in the sets? Any other ones?
Not that I saw. Maybe in Claire's hut thing there. And the person that Jacob wants to find the island.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this?
Okay. This is your theory?
It was right in front of us the whole time. Jack. He wants Jack to
find the
island.
Yeah, we had a call about that. I was
okay, so
that
let it go.
You stole his thunder.
Sorry. Well, I figured that out afterwards. I go, because you, can't, I was confused the whole episode because you go on, Desmond, he wants to find the Desmond.
Don't blame me.
That's what he kept saying the whole episode. It's Desmond.
Me.
You know, it's Desmond.
I didn't say it the whole time.
108 Desmond.
Like,
and after we found out 108 was Wallace, it's Desmond. Desmond.
It's Desmond. David Wallace, obviously.
He wants Desmond to find the island. He wants Desmond to find the island.
That was my theory. You get to proclaim your theories like
but
the
I don't
gospel.
But I don't go on and on while I'm watching the episode trying to irritate people who are trying to pay attention to a great show. Like, Desmond. Desmond,
all right,
mommy.
Check. We got a new episode coming up next Desmond. Week. Let's get into that one. What do you say?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Next Zone Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause Next Zone Lost, Lost.
All right, it's Next on Lost time. What is coming up next week on Lost? Now remember, this one is kind of spoilery. I'm not even going to give the guest stars anymore because that's even kind of spoilery, and I already saw one of the guest stars just by glancing at this, and that's going to be cool. I don't want to spoil that.
Well, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I know. I'm not going to tell you.
I don't want to know.
But this is the official press release from ABC. The episode title is Sundown.
So I wonder who that's going to be about.
And Saeed is faced with a difficult decision, and Claire sends a warning to the temple inhabitants on Lost Tuesday, March 2nd, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On ABC. So
I wonder what Claire's warning is. I haven't bathed in a long time. You don't want to come near me. You think that could be it?
It could be.
I think that's something you should do though. If you haven't bathed in a long time, you do give people a warning.
Yeah. I think it's fair. but this I think we're still probably following the season one centric episode theme. White Rabbit was Jack's, Lighthouse was Jack's. House of the Rising Sun was Sun and Jin's, and this one's probably going to be Sun and Jin related.
Unless they are just fooling us now.
They could. They could, you know, pull the old switcheroo.
Sundown could be the sun just came down, and I don't know. I don't have anything else. When the sun went down.
Oh, man. So this is coming up, and let's see who wrote this one. Paul Zawiski and Graham Rowland, and directed by Bobby Roth.
Really?
Yes. All right, so that is what's coming up. Jack, we got a lot of listener feedback to get into, so what do you say we do it?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of listener emails and calls to get into. So, Jack, let's start with the emails.
Let's do it.
All right, what do you got over there?
I got this one from Jeremy. Love that you mentioned war games in relation to tic-tac-toe game that Hurley and Miles are playing. Maybe it's telling us something. If you know how to play the game, no one can win. Huh? Huh? What do you think? So is the whole game like war games? Nobody can win?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a theme with the feedback today. And we'll probably discuss this. Let's discuss it after all the feedback comes through. Because I think like the unwinnable game is a theme throughout this episode and feedback. So we'll get to that.
All right.
All right. This one here is titled Not My Thought, A Friend's, but I'd like to share.
Hold on a second. Is this one of these friends? It's not me, but it's a friend.
What do you mean?
You know how it's like, this isn't me.
Oh, okay.
It's a friend. So,
it's like a safety net in case we don't like it.
Yeah, if the theory's not really good, well, it wasn't me. It's my friend. So, you know, that's what I'm going to start doing on the crackpot theories.
It wasn't you? But then what happens if it's right? Then you can't claim it.
Well, how often are they going to be right? So I can go, oh, it wasn't me that came up with Rose working for Dharma.
It was one of our writers.
Yeah. It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I had a realization last night as Jack was destroying the lighthouse. Maybe Lost is genius. Lost is doing to us, the viewers, what Ben, Jacob, and the island are doing to Jack, Sawyer, Hugo, etc. That is, continuously dangling the carrot of knowledge in front of us to get us to do what they want. As long as they'll tell us that they're going to give us answers, we'll blindly follow them. Or need to have the answers outweigh our common sense understanding that they are just effing with us and bending us to their evil will. So as viewers, we are having the exact same experience as the characters themselves. Genius, I tell you. Having said that, I thought it was great to see Claire already turned into Russo, making Kate the new Ben. Wouldn't it have been great if Jin had said, "The dingo ate your baby"?
I like it. But so basically, we're going insane, looking like, you know, we're trying to think of different things.
But I mean, look at it this way. They're given nice little answers, and you don't want any of the big stuff till later on anyway. So I just enjoy the ride, people. You got to enjoy the ride.
Well, that's what I've been saying.
The answers will come. I have faith. And Locke will be vindicated. Vindicated. I have faith.
You know, you do know that he is laying in a... He's buried.
There's another Locke out there, and I have faith.
Well, you keep having your faith. This one's from Nathan. Wife's crackpot theory. Okay, here we go again. Come on, guys. It's okay to admit it's your theory. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Are you yawning over there? What's wrong?
No, stretch it.
Stretching, okay. After watching last night's episode, my wife had a pretty good theory about the Flash sideways and the end of Lost, which most likely has been stated. She believes that Jack and Hurley have to bring a person, 108, to the island, most likely Desmond. This make you happy, Jay?
Yeah.
That person will flash back in time before Jacob could interact with their lives of Flight 815, with the mission to sink the island, meaning the Flash sideways are really the future, showing what happens to everyone after the island sinks. So what do you think?
I think it makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, if it probably wouldn't have happened that fast. I mean, I was thinking maybe he'd have to flash back and not press the numbers, but it looked like that the island was underwater for a bit longer than like Desmond's time maybe, but maybe that's possible. Maybe?
Maybe. No. That's the key to Lost right now. Maybe. I think half my emails I go, well, yeah, maybe. We don't know.
Anything's possible.
And actually, that's the beauty of this show.
It is.
Because, what do we have, 12 episodes? 10? Not even 12 episodes left.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, this one is...
Genius, I tell you.
Did David program the jammer? Hey, guys. Lighthouse was my favorite episode, too, so far this season. Did you notice how Jack's son in the Flash sideways is a musician?
Mm.
The first thing that popped into my head about this was, remember how Charlie had to turn off the jammer in the underwater Dharma station? And they told Charlie the jammer, was programmed by a musician. Was the musician Charlie, or was it really David? Also, P.S., I think Jack was the alcoholic in the alternate timeline, because the mom refers to him, offers him a drink in Flash sideways. He says no, and she says, good for you. I think that's more, it's probably a family problem, and then he's not following in those footsteps.
Yeah,
and that's
I think so, too, because what mom would offer their son who's an alcoholic a drink?
Exactly.
A mean mom, I guess. But
yeah. So I think it's more, it's like the family history of drinking, and he's choosing not to go down there.
Now, what about David? Is David the one that programmed the...
You know, why not? I think any musician should be a candidate for
it. I do like the fact you didn't criticize David's piano playing. Like, you just ragged on Charlie all those years about his guitar playing.
Because
skills.
It's easier to like...
So playing the piano is easier than playing guitar.
No. I'm saying not the guitar. Playing bass. Like mimicking the way to properly play a bass is not that hard. Especially for someone that can kind of play guitar. Like Charlie does. but piano, it's not easy to fake the piano, so you can usually get a pass when it comes to piano. Usually, they'll have a hand double playing the piano because it's impossible to, if you don't know what you're doing, it just looks like.
I did go back and watch again. David has some really big hands.
Yeah, well, the person that was playing it didn't even look like he was actually playing the music, but I'm not going to criticize that because they didn't really show it that much. But
so now that
when you're strumming a bass, that's just not the right way.
Sorry, Dominic. This one's entitled The Lighthouse. What's in the crib? This one's from Kent. Just listened to your podcast. No one threw out that. Is it Vincent in the crib?
No. Oh, God, no.
I didn't say it.
Ah, come on.
It was my friend Kent. I didn't say it wasn't
me. Oh my gosh. It's so wrong. I think it's a polar bear head. It looks like a polar bear skull, but like the nose was cut off. I don't know. It's just, it's a creepy looking thing.
A lot of people say it looks like the statue.
I guess. I don't know. I think it creeps me out. I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to think about it.
You see Jorge on the set? He was crazy. Yeah. It was funny.
Oh, God. It creeps me out.
I'm like a little baby.
Creeps me out. All right.
It's not real.
I know. It still creeps me out. It is real. It's a real prop.
Well, you're like getting mad at me about the whole Vincent thing. It was my friend, Kent, not me.
Man. That thing creeps me out.
That's the theme for all these emails. It wasn't me. It was my friend.
Let's get into the phone calls, Jack. What do you say? All right. Here we go.
Hey, it's Jeremy from Mississippi. I got a theory. Maybe the reason Jack saw his childhood home in the mirror instead of his current home is because the real Shepherd, number 23 candidate, is his father. I mean, as we saw in the flashback in the season 5 finale, Jacob came to see Jack when he was an adult, not when he was a kid. But in the mirrors, we saw, you know, his childhood home. And, I mean, in the mirrors, we also saw the place where Jen and Son got married because that's where Jacob went to see them, you know. So why would we see Jack's childhood home when Jacob went to see Jack for the first time at the hospital? Wouldn't the hospital be what he saw in the mirror? So that's why I think, you know, the candidate number 23 is Christian Shepherd, not Jack Shepherd. Tell me what you think. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Crackers in Michigan. I hope you're doing well. I just have a really simple point that I want to make about Jacob and the guys you girl, Man in Black, whom I am just going to call Esau. So, everybody is talking about which one is good and which one is bad, and I just think it's more complicated than that. I don't think that they're necessarily a Jesus, devil kind of versus thing going on. What I really think it is that they represent two sides of fate. How fate can go down multiple roads, and each of them are the side of fate that pushes for one direction or the other. Some occasionally wins, one occasionally loses, and they keep switching roles back and forth. They need each other. It's not just about one winning and one losing. It's about how the world needs them both to stay on the island, needs both of the sides of fate to exist, or else there are no choices. Part of the beauty of life is that there are some wins, there are some losses. I feel like this show is going a little more Eastern than it is going the way of Christianity, in the sense of the whole yin-yang style. There's a little bit of good in every evil, and a little bit of evil in every good. And I have a feeling that the ultimate ending of Lost isn't going to just necessarily let you feel a complete, you know, happy ending for our characters. I think it's going to be a mix of both. But ultimately, I'm really just hoping to trust the writers that it's going to be a good ending. But again, just to make that really clear, I just feel like they both just represent two sides of fate. And how the two sides of fate play things differently in the flash sideways is all we're seeing there, is because the island gets blown up, fate plays things differently. So that's all I think they represent. Hope you guys are doing really well. Appreciate you both. And just how nice you are to us fans. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Hey, this is Ken from Kansas, and I think that we're going to find out that Juliet and Sawyer have ended up together on this sideways. And I think that they are going to, Sawyer's going to have had a good life. His parents are going to have lived, and it's going to be a good life. We'll see.
So does Sawyer get his good life as well?
Do we want Sawyer to have a good life?
Yeah, why not?
Because we like him as the bad boy.
No, I think we like him more in his like last season when he was more of, you know, a caretaker.
Well,
the sheriff.
Well, he developed into a good guy.
Well, yeah, so maybe without the crap in his life, he developed sooner into a good guy.
I don't know if I want that for Sawyer. I think he needed that to develop into he had to learn how to be a good guy.
Maybe he learns but quicker without it.
So you don't want him to suffer.
Why? I don't want anybody to suffer.
People have to suffer in life.
Yeah, I know.
It's part of life.
But still.
They all, Crackers is saying, everyone can't have it. Everyone
can't
be happy.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, even in the opposite world, it can't be completely happy, but maybe
so you want
more happy.
The whole storyline of Sawyer, because even though Locke's story has changed a little bit, he's still struggling, still has his struggles.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Life has struggles no matter what you do. It's going to be a struggle. but it won't be as bad as a, bad of a struggle, okay. is what I'm saying.
All right, I'm cool with that. And Crackers, I agree with Crackers.
It's good to hear from Crackers. I haven't heard from Crackers in a long time.
I don't. I still think that I'm just still saying that Jacob is one. It just is. They're one and the same.
All right.
I'm sticking to it. I have not seen anything to convince me that it's not.
Okay.
You can send your emails telling me I'm wrong. But I'm still going to say, no, I'm right. But not to your face.
Okay.
You know, I'll answer the email. Well, maybe.
So when you say maybe on the email, you're going to say that's actually, yeah, no, you're wrong.
When people are saying I'm wrong and I say maybe, basically I'm saying, no, I'm right.
No, you're wrong. I know what you are, but what am I?
I just don't want to. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
And then Jeremy, Christian Shepherd. Uh-huh. It could be Christian Shepherd because we know Jack has a tremendous ego. So maybe Jack was like going, you know, he just thinks everything's about him.
Yeah.
That's why he had to break up the lighthouse. Thanks, Jack.
And then that makes sense. This is where I think that makes sense. And it kind of has.
But the name wasn't crossed off.
No, the name wasn't crossed off. But that makes sense because what was one of the catalysts for why Jack came back? Was it that he saw the Christian Shepherd off the island? Was it that when Jeremy Bentham, a.k.a. Locke, came to see him, told him that his dad said to say hi?
Right.
And that kind of made him go a little crazy? So is the reason, and this is why Jacob's trying to show him this path, is because Jacob is trying to reunite him with his father, a la Field of Dreams.
Ah. They're going to have a little catch?
Yeah.
Instead, but they'll have like a little operation.
Yeah, a little operation.
Want to have a little operation, son?
Like maybe, I don't know, Claire.
Oh, no, Jack would have to say, Dad, you want to have a little operation?
And then you got to go, and then he can finally cry.
And then he'll cry.
We just figured out the end of the show.
And we'll all cry.
Exactly.
Because who doesn't cry at the end of Field of Dreams?
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it.
And James Earl Jones will come out, and then he'll go,
it's about operation. And millions of people came to see Operation.
But then it's really, they just use the Milton Bradley.
Back when times were tough, people wanted to see Operation.
Oh, man. But, you know, maybe that's what it is.
There's a chalk line you can't cross. If you do cross it, you become a doctor. Oh, my gosh.
See?
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
all coming together. Okay, because look it. Since the beginning of the show, there's been this whole daddy issue theme. And all the great cowboys have daddy
and
issues.
I'm sorry we're spoiling Field of Dreams, but you haven't seen it. It's been like 30 years. What's the timeline on spoiling a movie?
You're right. What, 10 years? Should 10 years be haven't seen it in 10 years, it's not forfeit the right to be spoiled or not spoiled.
Because someone sent us an email saying you spoiled the movie, and I'm like going, what movie?
Uh-huh.
But it must have been War Games.
Uh-huh.
And that's like 27 years. Now, Field of Dreams has been out, that was in the 80s, right?
It was like 88, 89. So it's been 21 years.
So if you haven't seen it, I don't want hate mail saying, hey, you just ruined the movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like Jay said, I think we figured because it's a daddy issue movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That movie's a daddy issue movie. This show, chock full of daddy issues. So maybe that's the reason Jack is there, the reason why Jacob is guiding him
and
is to reunite with his father.
And where's Kate from Iowa?
It's all coming together,
oh, my
people.
Gosh. It's Field of Dreams. But all right. You think that Jacob should have went up to through Hurley and said, you know, if it was Christian Shepherd and not him, couldn't he have, and he smashed up the whole lighthouse? Could he said, dude, it wasn't about you. You just smashed up the lighthouse.
No, because remember, Jacob wants Jack to go on his path.
No, I'm just kidding on that one.
I know.
It's not about him. But I said, I think he wants Jacob. Well, I'll wait for that phone. Okay. Call. I don't want to spoil it anymore.
All right. Let's get to the next set of phone calls.
All right.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is John in southern Utah. I just have a theory on just what those sideways flashes are all about. They've been bugging me because stuff is different that happened before the bomb went off. For example, Jack having a kid and having his appendix out when he was 7 and that type of stuff. So what my theory is that, you know how when you like finish a good series of books, or you watch a good series of movies and it ends and you want to know what happens with those characters once the story is over? Well, that's my theory of what the flash sideways are, that at the end of the series will end, all the island stuff will conclude, and it'll be revealed that all that stuff that we're seeing is what these people's lives were like after the events of the island. In other words, they'll get to start over, they'll get to reset their lives. And so we kind of get to see the character arc as they ride off into the sunset, so to speak, while before we even know how things end. So it's a flash sideways because it's a flash forward because it hasn't happened yet, the ending, but it's a flash back because of stuff that happened in the past. So those cancel each other out and they go sideways. So we're seeing these characters' lives once the story situation, or the island situation, is resolved. And it seems to be so far happy endings for most everybody. So that's my theory. And I love you guys like my own father and brother. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, it's Elizabeth from Santa Monica again. And I wanted to put in one last crackpot theory, which is I think the final image, Damon and Carlton have said they've known what it is for a long time. I think the final image is going to be something like the Man in Black and Jacob fighting each other, physically fighting each other, just like if you remember the Star Trek, the old classic Star Trek episode, and we know Damon is a Star Trek fan, when the man who has a half-white, half-black face is fighting with the other man who has a half-white, half-black face. And they are basically in a bubble, and they are going to be fighting that way through universe, through time. They are always going to be a struggle against each other, and they're each half-white, half-black. And I think that is going to be the final image in Lost, will be that halfway, will be the two players. Both have some light, some dark in them, and they are going to be forced in an internal struggle together, maybe even a physical eternal struggle where they can't get away from each other. So that is my crackpot theory of how it's going to end. That's what I think the last image is going to be. I think that is what Damon and Carlton have known from the beginning. They want their last image. They set it up from the beginning. It's all a backgammon game, black versus white, and that's what we're going to see at the end. Okay, take care. Bye.
Uh-oh.
Somebody. Was that Claire?
I think so. It sounded like her. So maybe her special friend accidentally called somebody.
Yeah, so it was Claire.
She was upset.
Yeah, so it wasn't really Claire calling. It was her friend calling.
So whoever that was that accidentally, her kid accidentally called us, apologize.
We apologize. And then Elizabeth, it comes back. Maybe it is going to be like Star Trek,
uh-huh,
where Kirk fights Kirk. What? It's the same guy, but it's coming back. My theory could be it's all coming back to being about me being right.
Yeah, which is usually how it goes. Me, me, me.
Well, I'm just saying. I guess it's great we're not doing the show live. It's just one of those mornings, isn't it?
So that's when he fought?
He fought. I can't say it now because I don't want to slip again. But anyways, this is a PG show, so we won't say what I actually slipped and said.
Yeah.
So
you can imagine.
No, but I like Elizabeth's theory. That's a good theory. And then John had a great theory that you watch a great movie or a great book series. What happened to him later on? What happened to him later on?
Yeah.
Maybe this is it. They're giving us a conclusion.
The appendices?
Yeah, what happened later on? It's like when Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh.
You know, luckily they came back and finished what was going on in their lives. Uh-huh. So we had some closure there.
Yeah, it's like a movie, right? When they got off the island or something?
Yeah, they met the Harlem Globetrotters. Actually, what happened is they came back to the island.
Yeah.
So they've always said Gilligan's Island, Lost kind of the same, so
I sure hope not.
Dope. And then we're ruining Field of Dreams. Let's ruin it even more.
Uh-huh.
We're thinking during the we had a break there.
Uh-huh.
There's whispers in Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this before. It's been brought up before.
But uh-huh.
I think Lost just stole the plot from Field of Dreams.
I don't know about that, but I think there might be some parallels between the two. All right, Jack, we got more calls. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Carrie in Houston. Wanted to give you my theory on who David's mom is. And of course it would be who fell down the rabbit hole, Little Miss Juliet. Love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
Lads, it's Daryl again for the fourth time. I don't call for a lot, such a long time, and then I call four times in a row. But anyway, I forgot to say that I give a little bit more to my theory that it's Jack's dad rather than Jack. I just remembered a long time ago that they said that Jack wasn't on the list. And that, and that they only brought Jack because he was a spinal surgeon or something like that. So anyway, I also wanted to ask, is it wrong that I'm at a funeral and I'm singing the next Unlost song in my head all the way through it? Probably. I don't even listen to that section. But anyway, all right, lads, take care.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Ryan from Gilbert, Arizona, and I just have a few things I've been thinking about the episode. One is that Jen tells Claire that he knows about a secret entrance into the back of the temple, and he can take her there, and we can get Aaron. But how does Jen know about the secret entrance? I thought Hurley and Jack were the ones that just went out of it. Also, Dogen seems to know what a candidate is when Hurley tells him that he's a candidate, but Richard doesn't. I think that's kind of an interesting insight into the hierarchy of the others and the super others. Doesn't seem like anyone's touching on those. Also, I was thinking that poor Saeed and Miles are left in the temple, and now Matt and Locke is coming to get them. I really think that Miles is safe because Miles will go with what James does, what Sawyer does, and if Sawyer's with Matt and Locke, I think Miles is going to keep Matt and Locke there, and I think maybe Saeed has claimed, that's that for them. Maybe they'll be spared and everyone else in the temple will be smited. So that's it. Thanks for the great podcast. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So how did Jin know about, is he just bluffing?
What about?
The secret passage into the temple.
Well, I think he's thinking the same spot where he was with Rousseau's crew and the same spot that he took.
Forgot about that.
How they got into the temple in this season.
All right, you're good call. Good call, Jay. Good call. Hey, every now and then.
But in all fairness, though, Claire's friend, special friend, should know that entrance because, he killed Montan there.
Ah, true.
But then again, Claire doesn't know that.
You're not supposed to fight with yourself on the same theory.
See, but that's me. I'm not out for myself. I'm out for further understanding of the show.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Now, is there a reason why have we ever figured out why Richard doesn't know what the candidates are and stuff like that? Or is this Richard playing stupid? Is Richard just?
I don't know, because it's weird that there's this other character, Dogen, now, and
is Richard just too worried about his eyeliner to care what's going on, his makeup?
It's just that's a really good question, because this whole time it seems like Richard's been Jacob's right hand man. But now there's this Dogen character that seems to know a bit more.
But Ben was supposed to be Jacob's right-hand man. He didn't know anything.
That's true.
Jacob doesn't give out a lot of information.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe the bad Jacob gives out information, but not the good Jacob.
Because
they're one and the same, you know.
According to you.
Yes. Then Bitter Daryl.
I don't know if that might be bad.
I don't know if that's bad. I don't know what the rules are at a funeral, if you can sing Next on Loss. Well, if the person was a Lost fan, could you do that?
At a funeral?
At a funeral?
No, I don't think you can get away with that one.
Could you hum it?
No. That's all right, Bitter Daryl. We still love you.
Yeah. And then we had, was it Carrie?
Yes.
That David could be Juliet. I think a lot of people think Juliet, and a lot of people have said Sarah. People said, why didn't you say Sarah? Because I got a lot of heat for the crackpot theory being Anna Lucia, and I had to explain what a crackpot theory is again. It's something that may, more than likely, it's a crackpot theory. It's out there.
Yes.
You're taking a chance. I'm not being like Jay, very conservative.
It's not a safe theory.
It's not a safe theory like Jay would choose.
It's not a lockbox theory.
Right. Jay would choose... Jay would have said Sarah. Right?
No.
Who do you think?
I went with Juliet. I agreed when you first said it was Juliet.
But then I said, no, it's too obvious.
You didn't say no. It's when everybody else said Julia, like, oh, man, I got to come up with something else more crackpotty.
But I'm telling you, if you go back to that hat rack, the hat will tell us who it is.
Don't let Jack fool you, okay? He may say, like, oh, they're really crackpotty, but deep down inside, he wants to win.
Oh, who doesn't
Jack's a competitor.
Who doesn't want to win? Winning is what life is all about.
I know. All right, Jack, you ready for the last set
I'm
of calls?
I'm just kidding. It's win or lose. It's how you play the game. But it's better if you play it to win.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you ready for the last set of calls here?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Mackin. I was just rewatching Lighthouse. And right at the beginning of the episode, when Jacob says someone's coming to the island, I need you to help them find it. I think he's talking about Jack. I mean, like, because Jack basically broke the Lighthouse, so what purpose would it serve? Other than letting Jack know the island is special. Because he's never really believed. Like, he's always kind of, like, you know, been cynical, like, towards the whole Magic Island or whatever. So I really think he, like, it really, the whole purpose of that trip was getting Jack on Jacob's side and believing that the island is really special and needs to be protected and that he's a candidate. All right, thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brennan and Hammond, or on Twitter, Mr. B Music Man. Jay, I was intrigued by your music theory analysis of the C-sharp minor and the parallel major D-flat. However, if you take it another step, the guy that called in said C-sharp minor has four sharps. Well, if you do the enharmonic minor, that would be D-flat minor, and how many flats does that have? Wait for it. 8. Another one of the numbers. Enjoy. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Amy from Old Forest, New York, and I have theory on Lost. I think the island and the whole story of Lost is basically the story of Adam and Eve. I think Jacob is the God figure, and the man in Locke, or the man in black, is Lucifer. Lucifer was cast down to earth and wants nothing more than to return home from heaven to try to get past what Jacob, or God, wanting to keep him on the island. A reoccurring theme in this whole season has been free will. Jacob reminds individuals over and over that they have a choice, and the man in Locke only gives the option that he desires to happen. He makes the Losties feel like they have no other choice with his interactions with Sawyer. In the conversation between Jack and his son, David, about his son's piano playing, his son, David, says, "You used to sit and watch me. You were just so into it, into watching David practice." As this conversation was happening, it made me think of what Jacob would say to Jack and how Jack freaked out about the thought of being watched from the lighthouse by Jacob, that Jacob was watching him the whole time, just as David, Jack's son, felt pressured from his father constantly watching as he played piano. I think the lighthouse is the example of how Jacob, or God, watches from afar so that his people, or the Losties, as example, don't feel pressured by him. So that's my crackpot theory. I think the smoke monster is actually representative of the serpent who tricked Adam and Eve, and I think Adam and Eve in the cave are actually Adam and Eve. So that's my theory. Thanks. Have a great one. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what do you think? Adam and Eve are really Adam and Eve?
The real Adam and Eve? No, I don't.
You don't think so? There's not an apple core over there.
Apple core?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't Eve take an apple and cause all the problems in the world? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to take that apple.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the fruit. Was it defined as an apple?
Is it an apple? I always thought an apple. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where I went, it was an apple. So
I'm Catholic. I don't have to read the Bible.
Oh, okay. Nice. I did
I'm
like
kidding,
how,
I'm kidding.
Amy, it did remind me when I had young children,
uh-huh,
and they started screaming, so you had to talk louder.
Yeah,
I remember those days. I feel for you, right? It's like you're like, will you be quiet, but you can't say that because they're just kids. You can't do that.
Oh my God, yeah, that never stopped you.
No. I'm on the phone. I'm trying to use the phone.
There's a couple F Spocks in there too, I think.
Maybe. And then how come you didn't get the number 8 in the other one? There was another number there, 8. Mr.
The enharmonic scale to that. I wasn't thinking about
that. Come on, Music Man, with all the great theories.
Yes. But the thing is, like, enharmonics, it's the same. It sounds exactly the same. So.
Yeah, okay.
Writing 8 flats on a staff or a grand staff, oh my God, that's just too much work.
So you're lazy.
Well, it's just like it sounds exactly the same. So naturally, you would do C sharp minor. You wouldn't write. I mean, you would. There is some instances where you would write out the enharmonic scale, depending on like the other music and how you're writing the music and everything. But in general, you go with the.
Okay.
Because you have to like each flat. Like there's 8. You have to write out if you're writing it by hand, your music by hand. You have to write out each and every one of those flats on. That's too much.
It's too much work. You're a lazy.
It's not. I mean,
you're a lazy music man.
It's you want to.
So you accuse the writers of being lazy. So now you're so who? What are you?
You want to be efficient. You want to be efficient. That's what you want.
Lazy. And then we had Mackin. Who? Yeah, I agree. I think it's Jacob wants Jack. The person to find the island is Jack.
Uh-huh.
I agree with that 100%. I didn't see it the first time. The second time I watched it, I go, wait a minute. It's Jack.
Uh-huh.
And Jack and then's a lot like Jack, like me. You know, even though I was going to say, you know, Locke for the longest time was trying to tell Jack, hey, dude, this island is special.
Uh-huh.
But Jack wouldn't listen to him.
He wouldn't.
So is the island special? Is it at Jack's, was Locke's job the whole time he sacrificed his life just to get Jack to be the leader of to be the new caretaker of the island? Not him. He was being used again, but he sacrificed his life to get Jack. Hey, it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help you out with the whole Locke thing.
No, you're not, but we'll see.
I am trying
end.
To help you out. What did Locke tell Jack the whole time? This island is special. This island is, and Jack would like.
So you're saying it wouldn't have been in vain is what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying to, I'm okay. trying to give you an out here for your whole Locke
That's not
thing.
The out I want, and I'm sticking with my out, that there is going to be a happy ending for Locke.
I think if sometimes you give your life for the greater good, that's a good thing. So Locke gave his life for the greater good.
Uh-huh.
There. There you, Locke fans. There you have it. You have your happy
so
ending.
So Locke is Jesus.
Yes, there you go.
All right, Jack. That's
what he always pretended to be anyway, right?
No.
Yes.
No, he's not Bono. All right, Jack.
Well, there goes Bono. I had him lined up for the 30-hour podcast, and now he's... I'll screw that. I'm not going on there.
Oh, man. All right, Jack.
In the name of love.
The thing is, I like their music, but it's just... He ruins it for me.
How does he ruin it? He's a talented, talented man.
He's all right. I think the Edge is more... I like the Edge's work way more than Bono's work in that band.
Jeez, man.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just how I roll. All right, we're going to do
You know
new...
what? Maybe he's not lazy like you and...
Maybe he'll go to the inharmonic scale.
Yeah, he will. He'll,
he'll
go the distance. You know, a little something for the effort.
That's just... It sounds exactly the same, so there's no reason to write the extra flats.
Please.
Well, there is. There's some instances where you do.
Right, you people
but
that
it's
are out
just
there
overall, you
that are listening
don't.
To this right now that are big music guys, just remember Attention J. Attention J. And that's all you have to do, and I will forward it on to J. I'm not defending him on this one.
Oh, man. All right.
I've defended him.
I think most music will agree. Unless it's unless it's part of. You know, the music scheme of whatever you're writing.
I say if you're going to do something right, you do it correct way, not the lazy way.
There is instances where you might have to, but generally you don't have to.
Because me, I don't like to take shortcuts.
It's not a shortcut.
I like to go straight to the, perfection is what I strive for. And as you can tell on today's podcast, that's what I've strived for.
C sharp minor is, that's the key that the piece is in.
I really don't care. It's the people out there that do care. They're going to send you hate mail. But remember, Attention J.
All right.
Attention J.
We're going to do a new thing here. This is the last season of Lost. And
are you going to read half the email?
So what we're going to do is each Friday episode, we're going to take a look back into our listener feedback vaults and find an old piece of listener feedback. To bring back up and see if some of those old theories,
memories,
you know, from 5 years ago, if some of these old theories are still maybe kind of relevant today, or if they're just completely crazy and ridiculous, just to see how far we've come.
Which most theories are, but it's not their fault because this show has done that to
exactly.
Us.
So, in this last season, it'd be fun to look back.
I think anyone that's had a theory on this show, and not just saying this because I've had a few, it's not your fault if it didn't come true because this show. It's just crazy. It's not like any other show you've ever... It's not your parents' TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy, crazy show.
So let's go into our first segment of Classic Listener Feedback. Hey, everyone. The line that really grabbed my attention this go-around would have to be that Nathan wasn't a good person. That's why he wasn't on the list. So as far as I can tell, this means the others are collecting good people. Thinking back, the only person the others have taken from Dr. Jack and Company was Walt, Claire, and technically Charlie and Claire's baby, who was unborn at the time. My mind went back to the psychic telling Claire that the baby needed her goodness and purity of soul, etc., and Walt was a child pure and uncorrupted. But they left Charlie, who was clearly not a good person, and gave her a baby, who is possibly the Antichrist, back to Danielle. I believe the others will take good people to join them, but since good adults are so hard to come by these days, they have to resort to uncorrupted and innocent children. They didn't take Claire's baby because it had a bad vibe about it. Emma Glaze, November 16th, 2005. All right. Thank you, Emma, way back from 2005.
Way to go, Emma. And, you know, to this day, we really don't have a good reason why the others were taking the kids.
Uh-huh.
Do we really have a great reason?
No, we haven't really figured out why they took the children, specifically.
No, we have theories on it.
Besides, probably Jacob told him. I don't know.
Yeah, Jacob said, go take those kids because I'm a good guy.
But it's fun to look back on the season two theories.
Yeah, because she didn't even know the baby's name.
What?
Aaron.
Yeah. We knew it was Aaron. We knew it was Aaron, but she didn't say it in the email.
So she didn't know.
She probably knew, but she was just saying Claire's baby.
She was being lazy. She didn't want to type it in. She was taking the J approach to life.
See, people back then, when they gave their feedback, they were lazy, I guess, just how it is.
Take the J way.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm just kidding,
Jack,
Emma. I'm kidding. Yeah,
do you have an update on
the contest
before we get into the LTOTW?
Yeah, I say we do it right now.
All right, here we go. All right, Jack. What do you got for us?
Okay, what I'm going to start doing now is I'm going to be like Jay. Be a little lazy. I'm going to do the whatever Lostpedia says the official dude count is. That's what I'm going to, because I guess I missed a dude a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
When he had like 15, whatever it was, 15. So I had to add a dude to the official dude count.
Uh-huh.
And like Wednesday's episode, or I'm sorry, Tuesday's episode.
So again, you're passing the buck. So if people get upset, you say, well, Lostpedia said it.
I'm saying Lostpedia said it because that's what people are going by.
Uh-huh.
We get a lot of emails. Well, Lostpedia said. So whatever Lostpedia says, that's what I'm going with, because I can't keep up with the dudes. I can't watch the show, take notes, and count the dudes. And it just...
That's what she said?
It used to be easier when he had one or two dudes an episode. But now Hurley's just dude.
He's dude crazy.
He's driving me crazy.
He's dude-alicious.
He's dude-alicious. So he had 14 dudes in this last one. So we're now at a total of 32 dudes for the season.
Wow.
So if you guess low, sorry, you ain't winning the dude count. And yeah, I'm still... I think you have said something stupid about Locke. Haven't you?
No, I haven't yet. Was it Locke or Lost in general?
No. Well, of course you're going to say something stupid about Lost.
So it was specific to Locke?
Once you open your mouth.
So it was... I thought it was just Lost. Stupid about Lost.
Locke.
It was Locke? Okay.
Locke. I think we're going to rule that you have.
No, I haven't yet.
I think we're going to officially rule that you said... So.
I think it's stupid if what I think is going to come true with Locke isn't true.
Because it's lazy writing, right?
No,
are you gonna ask Damon about that?
What?
Are you going to say, hey, I consider that lazy writing?
No, I won't say that to him. That's disrespectful.
Well, you're a hard-hitting journalist. Let's go. Let's be tough. Mike Wallace didn't get where he was by just going, oh, that's not fair. That's not nice. I'm not going
to I'll ask him about it, but I won't say I think it's bad writing if it is. I think
it may come out from someone else. So it might be better if it came from you than...
Dude, don't do that to me.
Well, we'll see. And then Jacob was
in... I'll find some dirt on you is what I need to do.
What dirt can you find on me?
I don't know. But I will.
Jacob was in this episode. Now he's been in three episodes. So that's what I'm doing now. The official dude count will be the Lostpedia's official dude count.
All right.
I know that's lazy. I know that's cheating, but that's what I do.
All right. Let's get into the LTOTW, which stands for Listener Theory of the Week.
Hey, it's Greenberg. I don't know if you guys are, if this is too late for your Friday podcast, but my theory is that the lighthouse is the domain of Man in Black. The cave is maybe the domain of Jacob. And the reason why is Jacob, we've seen Jacob off island. He's been off island many times. He's done a lot of things off island. We've never seen Man in Black off island. I think the lighthouse was his place. He was able to track and watch these candidates. And Jacob took this opportunity once Men in Black took the form of Locke. It exposed the lighthouse. It was seen, just like how the cabin was moving around, and we think we all can agree now that the inhabitant of the cabin was Men in Black, playing Christian. So I think he cloaked the tower, and now that he's taken the form of Locke, he can't cloak it anymore. Jacob seizes that opportunity by getting Jack to go up there, knowing that Jack's is it someone spying on him that'll go crazy, and he will break it so that Man in Black is even more a prisoner now of the island. I think I could expand on it further, but I'm not.
Congratulations, you're the LTOTW, and you will win a copy of Chris Say's The Gospel According to Lost. Just send us an email, attention Jack, and send your address to there.
I like it.
I like it too.
How can you argue with it?
I think that'd be a nice little...
I still say the lighthouse is like... You remember how the cabin was jumping around in that one scene when Herney was... It was all jumping around. Maybe the lighthouse jumps around. Maybe it wasn't always maybe it wasn't always at that spot.
Jump around.
What do you think?
But then wouldn't that change the degrees, the numbers of who's where and where's who?
That's true. Oh, okay. It just...
All right, Jack.
Well, I know when we first heard the title Lighthouse, I go, Lighthouse? Have we ever seen a lighthouse on the island?
Nope.
No, we haven't seen a lighthouse on the island.
But it's a big island. There's a lot of stuff there.
You take the helicopter tour. Flies you around. You can see whatever you want.
They didn't have a helicopter, but I think they had more pressing matters to attend to.
Really? When they were flying over the island. Of course, their plane was breaking up. They couldn't see it.
Probably. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
Sorry, it's a little bit later, but Jack had an anniversary to attend to.
Yeah, I had that whole marriage thing you have to do. You know, you think loss comes first, but sometimes it just doesn't.
So if you guys give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your Lost questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, you can send an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's
lostpodcast@gmail.com. And I just point out, I don't hate answering the emails. I just get stressed out because I'm a pleaser. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's why our podcast was a little late. It's somebody's anniversary. Also, you can check our website.
I can't please everyone.
jandjack.com. And also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack for all the latest updates on what's going on. For those waiting for the MP3 versions of the show, the hosting service that we have accidentally canceled our thing, so I got to re-up everything. And once that happens, then the MP3
that's a big. We get that a lot.
All right.
Also, here's a schedule for the 30-hour telethon podcast for Autism Speaks, which every penny goes to Autism Speaks.
Yes.
We're also going to have an auction, and we'll have more information on that when it gets closer. We'll probably have that up by the 10th or 11th of March. So here we go. We're starting at 12 noon on March 20th.
And this will be on Ustream.
Ustream Live.
Live.
And will they be able to... Because we always say we're going to download it, and something happens, and
I don't know. I mean, we may...
We make no guarantees. So if you really want to hear...
It's because there's so much audio that we don't really have enough room to host it.
Yes. If you want to hear this stuff, you're going to probably have to listen to it live.
So this is the schedule.
Yeah. The noon...
These are all Eastern Standard Times.
We start noon on the 21st. On the 20th, I'm sorry. On Saturday the 20th. Opening ceremonies. It's going to be huge. You know, you saw the one that they had in Canada?
Uh-huh.
Ours will be better because there won't be any breakdowns.
Okay.
Like they had in Canada. I'm just kidding. Well, we're going to have noon, and at 12:30 we're going to have BSG talk. We're going to talk about the Battlestar Galacta. If you haven't seen the series, you may not want to listen to that part. We're going to have Illyria.
You're going to start with something people can't listen to?
Can't listen to. But, hey. But it's 30 hours.
I'm just
teasing.
30
hours of time. So
I think it's a good way to start it off.
Illyrio's going to be in studio with us, the annoying Canadian. And then, I'm just kidding, Illyrio. And Matt, who did Sports Talk with me.
All I got to say, it's going to be an interesting Twitter battle if USA and Canada end up in the finals.
You know, we're already taking some heat for it. That's how I look at it. If we win, cool. If we lose, my life goes on.
Mm.
It's just not that big a deal to me. I just want to see a good game because the last game was so, of course, America came on top. Got on top, so that was cool. But the game itself was a really good game. Canada has the better team.
Yeah.
Canada should win. If they don't, it's more depressing if your team is the better team and loses, because I've been there many times, than the team that's kind of the underdog wins.
Yeah.
Then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have Patrick Labateau from JAG and many other things. At 4, we're going to have Bethany Shady from Geronimo Jack's Beard. She will be known as Sidekick 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little break there. We haven't finished the schedule yet, but from 7 to 10, no, from 8 to 11, we're going to have in-house things. We're going to have a band, Jay playing foosball, whatever that is.
The foosball term of the century against the Canuck. It'll be like the USA and Canada rivals again.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be as exciting as the opening ceremonies. And then, our opening ceremonies. Then we're going to have Media Junkyard and all the other people. Who's ever there and wants to talk and speak, we're going to have that broke down. And then at 11 p.m., we're going to have Joe Opinionated. And then at 12, we're going to have Tad Stones, creator of Darkwing Duck. And at 1:30, Ryan and Jen from The Transmission, we're going to do our top 10 movie scores of all time. And I've already said that I'm going to win. At 3 o'clock, we're going to have Jimmy Aquino. We're going to do our top 10 actors or actresses in a comic book movie. What do you think? Are you excited about that, Jay?
I'm excited.
Do you have your list? And from 4:30 to 9, we are going to take a break. We're going to get some sleep. We're going to have Axel Foley from the Lost Mythos Theories cast and Heath Solo from the Lost Revisited Now podcast. They're going to fill in for us. And their schedule, they have a tentative schedule right now. They're going to have their intro. Then at 5:30, we have Talking About Lost Podcasts from the Mouth of Podcasters and Bloggers. John Laconis from DocArts.com. Donald from Donald is Lost. Katie Callen from What Katie Said. Jed from Lossies with Jed and Kara. Matt from Key to Lost. And then at 6:45, they're going to have a roundtable with Lost, Donald's Lost, Wendy from The Lost Revisited, Hurricane Feedback from Lynn, Dharma Dummies, and Anna from Jacob's Cabin, and Denise from Jacob's Cabin. And then they have something that hasn't been confirmed yet, so I'll wait on that. And then they're going to have more Lost talk until it's over. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to have, from 9 to 11, we're going to have Ralph. And Ralph was formerly of Dharma Lars. He's made a pledge that if they raise enough money, and he hasn't, have they given us a total yet?
No, he has not.
He's not given us a total yet. If they raise an amount of money during that time, him and Ben will come out of retirement.
And Ryan.
And Ryan. I forgot about Laughing Ryan.
Yeah.
They'll come out of retirement and do one final episode of Dharmalars. So we got to raise money from 9 to 11 for that. At 11 o'clock, we'll have Kurt Yankel from the Black Rock podcast. At 1 p.m., we're going to have Damon Lindelof. You may have heard of him from the Official Lost podcast. I don't know if that counts or not, but the Official Lost
podcast. I don't know if people really listen to that podcast, so maybe may not know him.
No, at 3:30, we're going to have Damon Hullabrook. And then at 4:30, we're concluding this podcast, this telethon, with Jorge Garcia, who plays Hurley on Lost.
Sounds like a good show.
And I'm out of breath.
All right. Jack, is there anything else you wanted to say?
I'm done. I am worn out.
Okay, so what we're going to do is Jack wants to say what this movie is.
Yeah, just because...
Oh, I'm sorry. And if there's any more information you want to know, just email lpdonate@gmail.com.
Yeah, we still need to know who's showing up, who's coming down, and
I think a lot of people are coming so far, so it should be.
And I think I'm going to post the schedule on the Jay and Jack message board under the show news and suggestion thread.
I'm also going to make a little website, too, so people just go to the website.
And I think that's easier than me reading it off like this.
Trust me, it is.
Yeah, because I did get, Jay's messing me up over here making fun of me. I can't read when someone's making fun of me.
I wasn't making fun of you.
You can't look at me.
I'm not even looking at you. All right.
And then, when I get one thing wrong, it sticks in my head, and I can't, for whatever reason, I just can't get at them. I'm like an old typewriter. Once you hit the mistake, you can't go back and change it. You have to scratch it off, and it's just a mess. Oh,
man. All right.
Jack, so I'm an old, beat-up typewriter.
So if you want to know this movie that Jack is talking about...
And who doesn't?
But trust me, I'd be upset if I was spoiled about this. So... Well, only if you're really curious, stay behind.
Yeah, but if you don't want to know, well, one person said that the movie was good no matter what.
Okay.
I kind of disagreed with that. If I would have known, it would have ruined it for me. And it's not Field of Dreams because we've already ruined that for you, so.
Yeah. All right, so the music will play. If you want to stick around until after that, go ahead. It's your own risk.
It's your life. All right, it's now or never.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
All right, so last warning, unless you were really curious about what this was,
yeah,
go
you
away.
Can't come
it's
back and say,
it.
Hey, you spoiled me on this movie, I hate you. You can say you hate Jay, but don't come back and say you hate me because it's not my fault.
All right, go ahead, just get into it.
The movie is Fight Club. That's the movie I'm talking about. That's the movie everyone keeps bringing up, that's what they think could be happening.
That's between all I'm Jacob and
Jacob
Esau?
And Esau, or Men in Black, or Men in Lock, right. Or blah, 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 whatever his name is.
All right,
they're the same guy.
Now let's get out of here.
Bye.